Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So in the conversation that I just had with Kent Hovind, he issued me a little challenge, and in the process, he showed that he doesn't understand basic math and geometry.
I would like to challenge you, brother. The moon is about 2,000 miles in diameter. I would like you to draw me a picture showing how you would place 5,000 craters 12 miles in diameter on a 2,000-mile ball. Show me a picture of that.
All right, so let's help him out with a little bit of basic high school geometry. Okay, so just using his number, you know, he just rounded it off and said the moon's 2,000 miles in diameter. Okay, well, then that would give it a radius of 1,000 miles. Well, okay, so the formula for the surface area of a sphere is 4 pi r squared. Okay, so let's go ahead and take his radius, right? 1,000 miles, and then let's go ahead and square that, and then let's go ahead and times that by pi, okay, and then let's go ahead and times that by 4. And so that's what we would come up with, that the surface area of the moon is 12,566,370.61. That's with his rounded number, okay. The actual number, if we looked at, you know, the actual numbers, it's about 14.6 million square miles. You know, here we got, you know, 12.5 because he rounded down the number. So either way, you know, we're looking at about the same number. Okay, so now let's talk about the craters. So he said he wanted to see how I could fit 5,000 craters that are 12 miles in diameter on the moon, if the moon's only about, you know, 2,000 miles in diameter. Okay, so here, let's just pretend for a second that none of the craters overlap. Because, of course, the craters do overlap, okay? And there are craters within craters. But just if we wanted to put a box around each crater just to make sure that there's no overlapping, right? Then we could take the area of this whole box, and it's going to be 12 times 12. So it's going to be 144 square miles. So let's see how many times 144 can fit on the surface of the moon. Let's see how many of these suckers we can fit on the moon. Well, it looks like 87,266. So I don't think we're going to have any trouble fitting 5,000 of these bad boys, okay? If we use the actual numbers, 600, right? And use that actual number right there, the 14.6 million. And then even if we have no overlap, okay, boom, over 100,000. And he's smugly, laughingly saying, oh, you know, I'd like to see that picture of how you can fit, you know, 5,000 of these things on the moon if it's only a diameter of 2,000. Now, obviously, many of these 5,000 plus craters are much more than 12 miles in diameter, and they overlap. There are craters within craters. But I'm just showing the utter geometry and math fail of this ridiculous, weak challenge that he hit me with.
I would like to challenge you, brother. The moon is about 2,000 miles in diameter. I would like you to draw me a picture showing how you would place 5,000 craters 12 miles in diameter on a 2,000-mile ball. Show me a picture of that. I think
that's
you are
pretty
wrong.
Easy because they overlap one another, because there are craters within craters. So give me a hard question, because anybody can do the research. Anybody can look at the high resolution images and they'll see that there are giant craters with lots of other craters inside them. And it's so funny how you talk about the craters on the backside of the moon being small. That's just because you're looking at a small picture. Those craters are gigantic and they are dramatically larger than the crater in Arizona that you pointed to that's 2/3 of a mile in diameter.